When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
We're back. Another episode of Betting Bites. It has been a while. But, couldn't have come back at a more volatile time. Nah, I kid because I care, man. It's happy to be back. Thank you for being a part of what my main man Ravi and I do. It is another fantastic episode of Betting Bites. You can catch us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, AM 590. Make sure you are a part of what we are doing. And I have some thoughts. I'll keep it brief, though. I got to go in baby steps. I'm that guy that feels like I'm just drinking through a fire hose with what's trying to happen. But food for thought on the heels of the Board of Regents meeting and Nebraska naming a new athletic director before the president and things kind of seemingly out of order. But all of that on the heels of Coach Rule's press conference on Monday that was kind of the calming force in some otherwise choppy waters. Number one, Coach Rule continues to do Coach Rule things, meaning he has a way with his delivery. And I've kind of bragged on him about this, where he's such a quick blinker and seems to be able to read the room. But I think part of that is, number one, yeah, he's got great discernment. But two, when you're authentic and your passion is what it is, it's easy to talk about. So we know that there are three things that he apparently loves: his family, his players, and the university. And in no particular order outside of his family being first. The thing about it is, everything that he tells you is from a leadership standpoint with those three things at the forefront. So regardless of how difficult the questions are or difficult the situation is, one of his skills at always being able to steady the ship is that's where his focus is. Hey, Trev was good to me. He was good to Julie. He was good to our family. I wish Trev the best. He did some good things while he was at the university, right? So that's the university piece. Hey, no one person is bigger than the institution. I love this place. That's the players and the university. Hey, you know, my wife's opening up a business in South Point. I'm moving my family here. My son is going to college here. I love this place. That's the family. So for as good an orator as he is, he keeps it simple because he only believes in a few things, and he doesn't convolute the issue with nonsense, because there's no reason to overcomplicate things. You dealt with a task. How can you best solve it? And he's in the solutions business. And I think good leaders and with crisis leadership can boil it down to things that are not only important to them, but greater than them. And that's kind of their focal point. So I think that's what you hear in his delivery. And this comes on the heels of naming a new athletic director in Troy Dannon. And we'll see. There'll be lots of knee-jerk reactions. Okay, well, what are the connections? What are the ties? Why would he leave Washington so quick? What did Nebraska know ahead of time? There'll be all of that stuff. But truth of the matter is, we won't know much about handing out grades until we see the process play out a little bit. You know, the interactions, what the relationship is with the potential president, the direction that the athletic department is moving in, because it has some key pieces in place already. It's not quite turnkey, but it does have a good infrastructure in terms of how the program is ran, especially fiscally. So that's going to take time a little bit. And I would ask this kind of going forward as spring ball gets ready to start. If we can keep the focus on, you know, the three things that are important to us in terms of the university, the family, and the team, and that kind of drives our emotions. You'll be amazed at how quickly we can all move in the same direction. And I know it's kind of crazy to think that a fan base can move like that, but think about the things that are the most important to you when it comes to the University of Nebraska and gear your thought process that way and see what happens in terms of a united front with some unity of purpose moving in a singular direction. Just a little tidbit of what's to come with some more Benning Bites. I'm happy to be back. Appreciate your guys' support. Make sure you give my man Ravi a follow on X. Heck of a partner. Tune in on AM 590 or Facebook or Twitch or the stream or whatever. That's above my pay grade. I just want you guys to be a part of what we're doing and support Herd at Sports Radio. It's another episode of Benning Bites.